What a friend you have. This is not an anti-Jesus poem. It's more a poem about criticizing anybody who feels that they have the right answer and that everyone else is wrong in the area of religion, which means that I must include myself as being criticized. What a friend you have. You say that Jesus is my friend. You say, I know him well. You say, if he had not saved me, I'd be a brand in hell. You say that Satan tempted you with lust and greed and hate. But Jesus came to show you how to find the narrow gate. You say, he is the only one who can such healing bring. That he's the only guide to God, to truth and everything. You say that all the other paths that speak of truth are wrong. You're certain they are lies and false, and sing a serpent song to tempt the young and ignorant and those who won't obey the words of sacred scripture which set out the one true way. The Jews, you say, are wrong because they don't accept he's God or all those wondrous miracles that show such claims aren't odd. The Muslims, well, they're even worse, for they pretend to see that Jesus was a prophet, like Muhammad claimed to be. The Hindus, what, with all their gods? They must be plain mistaken. With castes and cows and many lives, their karma keeps remaking. And as for Guru Nanak, who attempted truth to see in both the Hindu and Islam, how crackers can Sikhs be? And then there is the Buddha, sitting legs crossed with a smirk, recommending meditation and compassion. What a jerk. And what about the atheists who say, God's an illusion, and life is just an accident, blind molecules in fusion. Not only is there not a God, no Satan is there either. No afterlife or soul or force. So let's go drink some cider. Faced with such options, you could say, my Jesus looks quite good. My one and only Savior can do what he really should. Give me a vital part to play in this celestial story. Assure me I have meaning, even if my end be gory. Well, perhaps, my friend, your Jesus may be some use to you. I concede we all need heroes to inspire what we might do. Without them and some sense that we are guided by to do right, a deep despair can creep right in and leave us hollowed out. For we are all so fragile and surrounded by the dark, we easily lose all joy and hope, so dies our inner spark. As history shows, the danger, though, is how we can misuse them. To blame them for the choices that we make is just confusion. For in the end, we live or die by choices that we own. And be they wise or foolish, they are ours and ours alone.